Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
At the recent Munich Security Conference, Vice President J.D. Vance said that the greatest security threat to Europe is not an external one.
And what I worry about is the threat from within, the retreat of Europe from some of its most fundamental values, values shared with the United States of America.
We must do more than talk about democratic values. We must live them, said Vice President Vance. He deplored the cancellation of the results of Romania's recent election, purportedly because of Russian interference.
You can believe it's wrong for Russia to buy social media advertisements to influence your elections. We certainly do. But if your democracy can be destroyed with a few $100,000 of digital advertising from a foreign country, then it wasn't very strong to begin with.
Vice President Vance also warned against the loss of free expression. In Britain and across Europe, free speech, I fear, is in retreat, he said. He pointed to the European Union commissioners vowing to shut down social media during times of civil unrest if they saw what they judged to be hateful content. To the case of a man in Britain arrested for praying silently in front of an abortion clinic, to police raids in Germany against citizens suspected of posting anti-feminist views, to the organizers of the Munich Security Conference that banned lawmakers representing populist parties from participating in the conference's conversations.
Now, to many of us on the other side of the Atlantic, it looks more and more like old entrenched interests hiding behind ugly Soviet-era words like misinformation and disinformation, who simply don't like the idea that somebody with an alternative viewpoint might express a different opinion or, God forbid, vote a different way or, even worse, win an election.
Secretary Vance said Democratic leaders must not run in fear from their own voters.
I believe that dismissing people, dismissing their concerns, or worse yet, shutting down media, shutting down elections, or shutting people out of the political process protects nothing. In fact, it is the most surefire way to destroy democracy.
Democracy rests on the sacred principle that the voice of the people matters, declared Vice President Vance. There's no room for firewalls. You either uphold the principle or you don't.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.